We just finished up chapter 6 today. This is the end of chapter 6 in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Last week was 5, this week was 6, next week is 7 as we continue to go through. In chapter 6, Jesus covered almsgiving, prayer, fasting, money and possessions today, and just the whole basic human needs. When you read through chapter 6, it seems to be bookended, framed. What Jesus wants us to deal with in order to stay with him in all of this is he's addressing our basic human needs. And if we don't get them right, we don't get this other stuff right. So if you remember at the beginning of prayer, he said, don't rattle like babble like the pagans. God knows what you need before you ask. And then he comes here at the end, addressing these material needs, and he ends with, don't worry, God knows what you need. And so if we don't get our needs right, then stuff gets out of whack. Now, Jesus' approach to our needs seems to be not disregarding them, but it's an issue of priority. Prioritizing. And Jesus says, your greatest need, our greatest need, is to seek first the kingdom of God. That when Jesus looks in us, dear people, he sees that our greatest need is to learn how to trust in his providence. That's the greatest need he's addressing in us. And guess where you learn how to trust in his providence? The first beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit. In other words, for him to address our greatest need, there has to be another need we can't fulfill that only he can. That was brilliant. In order for him to fulfill our greatest need, he has to let us have needs we can't fulfill. And right there is where this great work of grace happens. If we go to him there, if at that place we seek first the kingdom of God and not our wants. And so let us do that. So where we need more patience, right there in that place, we say, Jesus, get your way here. Do what you want here. Your kingdom come here. Your will be done here. Provide for me here. Whatever the issue is. But in that place of need, we see that what he's trying to fulfill is our need to learn how to let him provide for us. Let us do that today.